No one finished the Barclay Marathons 2026. For the second year in a row, nobody has finished it. And you know, this morning I feel like as if I've done the Barclay Marathons, because I am moving at the speed of lichen after a very, very full week in Bilbao. A delightful week. The only thing that I can think of that was wrong about it was that the sun only shone on one day and the rain fell, I would say, all the time, on every day. Even the day that was sunshine, it rained in the evening. But at least I got out to look down on the city from a height, from a place where there had been a fierce battle during the Spanish Civil War. Oh yes, I'm resting this morning. It's 10:57. I'm still in my dressing gown. I've only had one cup of tea, and it's definitely time to have a cup of coffee. So I get out of the armchair, walk across to this machine, turn it on. Ah, at least there's water in it. So take out the thing you see in a barista using. Good, got rid of the coffee that was in there. Oh dear, this is terrible. I don't think there's any beans left in this machine. Oh, there is, thank goodness. This is the ritual. Press down hard on the ground beans that have come through the machine. Give it a twist to try and get it all level. Shove it back in, turn it to the right, and then go looking for a cup. The reason you can't hear me walking across the kitchen floor is that I'm in decision. I'm indecisive about what cup I will use, but I'm in bare feet. You ever heard the idea that bare feet ground you? I think bare feet out on the grass ground you. And that if you're grounded, you're better off. So what I do is I let this machine do its work, and then when it's finished doing its work, I'm going to put some hot water into it. But anyway, back to Bilbao. I've just told somebody in Scotland that I was not compos mentis at 11:30 last night, and that I'm moving at the speed of lightning this morning. And I have a regret that I wasn't able, or didn't make myself able, to tune in to the Barclay Marathons on Twitter over the 60 hours that it took place. 60 hours in the mountainy terrain wilderness of Tennessee. I don't know, do any of you run? Do any of you do marathons like New York, Cork, London, probably Tokyo, Delhi, Sydney? I don't know. Buenos Aires, Rio de Janeiro, all these marathons around the world. Do any of you even run? Have a go at running one marathon? Well, if you want to know what's the toughest marathons in the world, by a million miles, at which hardly anyone has ever finished in the years that it's been on. Look up Barclay, Barclay marathons, and see what you find. There's even a documentary film about it. But it's the stuff of imagination as far as I'm concerned, because, well, first of all, I'd never get into it. You have to have there's a very special way of getting into it. You can't just say, oh, I'll do it. You actually have to be invited. You apply, but you don't know when the letter of application has to, and there's no form, letter of application has to be submitted. It's a weird event organized by, what would you call the person who organizes it? An outcast? No. Certainly a character. A huge character. And I'm thinking about this morning because I'm moving at the opposite. My endurance today will recover as I go through the day. But I certainly felt when I began. Excuse me, I gotta have a taste of this coffee. That's damn good. I'll put a photograph of the coffee cup in the together with this podcast episode. So here we are. It's a Monday morning, and I'm going to say thank you for listening, and back to the studio, wherever that is.